Hey guys, what's up? It's Adam from Fluency Academy here, and welcome to Walk and Talk Essentials English, the podcast from Fluency TV that helps you practice listening and speaking in English wherever you are. In today's episode, we are going to talk about something very interesting, how to respond to telemarketers. As you already know, you will hear a dialogue between two native speakers, and I will help you to pronounce the words they say to improve your vocabulary. When you hear this sound, you speak or repeat. Got it? Don't be afraid to speak out loud with me, like a real conversation. And of course, remember that the idea of these classes is that you listen and study while you do things in your day-to-day routine. Before we get started, you need to know we'll open Fluency Academy admissions for new classes pretty soon. When joining our classes, you will have access to video lessons, live classes, and also plenty of exercises to take your English to the next level. So don't let it slip through your fingers and sign up for our waitlist now at en.fluencytv.com. It's very quick. The link is also here in the description. Cool? All right. Are you ready for the dialogue now? Let's start by listening to a brief conversation between two people. If you're not able to understand everything the first time, that's okay. By the end of this class, you will not only be able to understand, but also know how to have similar conversations. All right, let's get started. Listen to the dialogue.
Hello?
Good morning. Who is speaking?
Who do you want to talk to?
Here's Richard from XYZ Networking Company. I have a very interesting offer for you.
Thank you, but I can't talk right now.
Can I call you back later?
No, thank you. I'm not interested.
All right. I hope you have a good day.
Same to you.
Awesome. All right, let's listen one more time.
Hello?
Good morning. Who is speaking?
Who do you want to talk to?
Here's Richard from XYZ Networking Company. I have a very interesting offer for you.
Thank you, but I can't talk right now.
Can I call you back later?
No, thank you. I'm not interested.
All right. I hope you have a good day.
Same to you.
Okay. Now, let's talk about this dialogue. Imagine the situation. One person is maybe at home or at work, and Richard is a telemarketer calling to make an offer from his company. He says the offer is very interesting, but the other person can't speak at the moment. What would you do in this situation? Let's look at this conversation one piece at a time. So the first thing we hear is the most common word we say when we answer the phone. Hello. Hello is just like the words hey or hi. Let's practice. Repeat after me. Hello. Hello. The man responds by saying, good morning. Who is speaking? All right, so we know it's not afternoon and it's not nighttime. The telemarketer is calling in the morning. Let's repeat that first part first. Good morning. Good morning. Good. What if it were nighttime? What could we say then? Great job. Let's say good evening. Good evening. Good evening. All right. Then we hear him ask, who is speaking? When we want to put together who and is, we can say whose. Repeat after me. Whose? Whose? All together now. Who's speaking? Who's speaking? Good job. We usually say that when we want to know the name of the person on the other line. Who is used in questions to ask about people. Who is speaking? It's the same as, who is it? Who are you? Could I have your name, please? So, let's repeat the entire sentence now. Good morning, who is speaking? Good morning, who is speaking? Well done. Now, what word do we use to talk about people? Yes, who. She responds with, who do you want to talk to? Repeat this first part with me. Who do you? Who do you? Good. As seen before, who is used in questions to ask about people. The woman wants to know who the caller is first. Who do you want to talk to is a common way to ask that, but you can also say, who are you looking for? Or, who are you calling? They all mean the same thing. Now, repeat the second part with me. Want to talk to. Want to talk to. In everyday English, when speaking, wanna is the contraction of want to. For example, in correct English, we would write, I want to talk to. But in real spoken English, we would say, I want to talk to. Let's repeat again. Wanna talk to. Wanna talk to. Great. Now, let's repeat the entire sentence using the contraction wanna. Who do you want to talk to? Who do you want to talk to? Good job. The man now introduces himself. He says, here's Richard from XYZ Networking Company. Repeat this first part with me. Here's Richard. Here's Richard. Good. Here's is the contraction of here is, and you can use that to introduce yourself over the phone. Another common way to say this is. For example, this is, and then a name, or here's, and then a name. So, if I'm calling you on the phone and I want to say who I am, I would say, that's it. Here's. Okay. Then he continues saying, from XYZ Networking Company. XYZ is the name of the company, which is a networking company. So let's repeat the name of the company first. XYZ. XYZ. Good. Now let's say the entire name. XYZ Networking Company. XYZ Networking Company. What's your company's name? My company's name is Fluency Academy. So, if I want to introduce myself over the phone, I'd say, here's Adam from Fluency Academy. Easy, right? Let's repeat the phrase all together now. Here's Richard from XYZ Networking Company. Here's Richard from XYZ Networking Company. Excellent. Then he continues talking and says, I have a very interesting offer for you. Let's start with the first part. I have. Great. Now, an offer is like a proposal. He's probably trying to sell something over the phone. So he says he has a very interesting offer. Now, pay attention to how we pronounce the word interesting. This word can be pronounced in a couple different ways. So I'm going to show you how I say it. Repeat with me. Interesting. Interesting. Great. Now let's repeat the phrase. A very interesting offer. A very interesting offer. Good job. And in the last part, he says, for you. Repeat with me. For you. For you. Great. Now let's repeat the entire sentence together. I have a very interesting offer for you. I have a very interesting offer for you. Well done. So let's continue. The woman doesn't seem interested in his offer, so she says, thank you, but I can't talk right now. Notice how we pronounce the word thank you. When you say the TH in thank, stick your tongue out and use your voice. Th, th, th. Repeat with me. Thank you. Thank you. Excellent. Now repeat this part with me. But is used very often in English to contradict, to go in another direction. Then she continues talking and says, can't talk right now. Let's talk about the word can't first. You've probably noticed that you cannot rely on hearing a good T sound at the end. Can't. Can't. Repeat with me. Can't. Can't. Very good. Now repeat the rest of the sentence. Can't talk right now. Can't talk right now. So this means the woman is probably busy at the moment because she can't talk to Richard. Now let's say the whole sentence. Thank you, but I can't talk right now. Thank you, but I can't talk right now. Nice. Okay, now Richard asks, can I call you back later? He is asking if he can call again at a later time, maybe in the afternoon or at night. So let's break it down a little. Repeat with me. Can I? Amazing. Right away, we hear, can I call you? Say it with me. Can I call you? Can I call you? Yes, great job. Oh, and remember that intonation is very important here. Let's put that together now. Can I call you back later? Can I call you back later? Does the woman want to talk later? No, she doesn't. She says, no, thank you. I'm not interested. Don't forget the pronunciation of TH when we say the word thank you. Repeat with me. No, thank you. No, thank you. Perfect. Then she says, I'm not interested. If someone is trying to sell us something and we don't want to buy it, we can explain we're not interested. It's another way of saying, I don't want it in English. It's just a little more polite. Now, remember how we pronounce the word interesting? Nice. We're going to practice saying the word interested the same way now. Repeat with me. Interested. Interested. All right, the whole sentence now. I'm not interested. I'm not interested. Cool. Let's put the two parts together now. We're going to say, no, thank you. I'm not interested. Don't forget the TH sound in thank you and the pronunciation of the word interested. Okay? Repeat. No, thank you. I'm not interested. No, thank you. I'm not interested. Excellent. Richard doesn't get angry or anything. He just says, all right, I hope you have a good day. All right means the same as okay. The pronunciation is a little bit more difficult though. Repeat. All right. All right. Good. Now in the second part of the phrase, he says, I hope you have a good day. When you hope for something, it's because you really want that thing to happen. For example, I hope you pass the exam. I hope you have a great trip. I hope to be fluent in English. Repeat with me. I hope. I hope. Awesome. Now let's put the whole thing together. I hope you have a good day. I hope you have a good day. Telling someone to have a good day is a perfectly good way to end a conversation on the phone, face to face, or at the end of an email. Wishing someone a good day, good evening, or good weekend is always a kind gesture. So let's say the whole phrase now. All right, I hope you have a good day. All right, I hope you have a good day. Perfect. Now, what's the best way to answer someone who has just wished you a good day? You can say, have a good day too. But another way to say it without repeating it is, same to you. For example, you can wish someone a happy new year and the person can respond with, same to you. Repeat with me. Same to you. Same to you. Awesome job. And guess what? That's it. You've gone through all of the sentences. Time to relax and cool down now because we made it to the end. Congrats. Now, let's listen to the entire conversation one more time.
Hello?
Good morning. Who is speaking?
Who do you want to talk to?
Here's Richard from XYZ Networking Company. I have a very interesting offer for you.
Thank you, but I can't talk right now.
Can I call you back later?
No, thank you. I'm not interested.
All right. I hope you have a good day.
Same to you.
It was much easier now, yeah? I hope I was able to help you. Remember, you can listen to the material as many times as you want. You can also use the words and phrases we practiced today in real-life situations. Oh, and don't forget, the written dialogue is on our portal, en.fluencytv.com. You can also find more details about our courses on the same link. We have the most complete and ultimate courses for you to start speaking English confidently and naturally. Just go to en.fluencytv.com and sign up for our wait list. Well, that's it for now. I'll talk to you in the next edition of Walk and Talk. Bye!